It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Carbonite, where you can get a 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. August 22nd.
Hi, it's the Loch Ness Monster!
St. Columbia allegedly saved the life of a Pict who was being attacked by a monster in Loch Ness. The account would later be recorded in the Book of the Life of St. Columbia by Adamant. 1955, the first computer user group, Share, was funded by users of IBM's Model 704 computer. Share is found in order for the growing community of IBM computer users. 1980, IBM's Project Chess Task Force meets with Digital Research about using CPM-86 for IBM's upcoming microcomputer. Gary Kildall would later claim that he agreed to provide CPM-86 to IBM. However, sources at IBM would later state Kildall was never interested in the agreement. 1985, IBM and Microsoft sign a joint development agreement to work together on future operating systems and environments. This was codenamed CPDOS and would actually give way to IBM's OS2. 1987, Nintendo released the fantasy platform game The Legend of Zelda for the Nintendo Entertainment System in North America. 1996, Eric Jennett, a paratrooper stationed at Fort Bragg, is accused of hacking U.S. Army computer systems and giving the passwords to the citizens of China. And in 1999, the United States Justice Department revealed that they had drafted legislation that would permit investigators to enter homes and offices secretly in order to disable computer scrambling software being used for criminal suspicious purposes. And the United States Department of Defense issued a memo requiring all U.S. military systems to connect via the Non-Classified Internet Protocol Router Network, or NIPRNet, rather than directly to the Internet. If you're a small or medium business that doesn't have any type of backup to their computer offsite, well, you need to start, because you never know. Fire, flood, theft, all these things can turn your business from a great success to a great failure, and we don't want that. We want you to bring everything back so you can make the next social network or make the next big thing, and do that by backing up all your stuff offsite by using Carbonite. Now, they have pro plans and server plans. Pro plans starting at $269.99 a year and server plans starting at $799.99 a year. You can hook up unlimited computers or servers. It is easy to use web dashboard, and it's all HIPAA compliant if you are a startup healthcare. Awesome there. Check it all out. Go over to geekazine.com/carbonite, geekazine.com/carbonite, and back up now, back up often, back up all the time using Carbonite. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, Intel announced that the new Itanium processor under development since 94 would initially be released with a maximum clock speed of 733 megahertz. They disclosed details of their new NetBurst microarchitecture, the technical features contained in the upcoming Intel Pentium 4 processor, and Intel released a 1000 MHz Pentium 3 Xeon processor with a 256 kilobit level 2 cache. Also in 2000, the Nintendo GameCube, codenamed Dolphin, which would be first announced at E3 trade show, was unveiled to the public just one day before Nintendo's Space World trade show. 2001, the corporate credit and bank loan rating of Gateway was reduced to junk status by Standard & Poor's, or S&P. The Gateway is the fourth of the largest U.S. manufacturer of personal computers. 2002, version 4.8 of the Netscape Communicator web browser suite was released. 2005, Square Enix acquired the Taito Corporation, a video game developer and manufacturer of arcade hardware. 2006, version 0.9.4 of the eTerm Color VT102 terminal emulator for Windows was released. 2008, a congressional committee called for the investigation for the Terrorist Identities Data Mart environment, otherwise known as TIDE. This is a database that holds all terrorist names. And Google learned from a security firm of an exploit to their SSL system, which they quickly patched. 2013, Apple iCloud service suffers a three-hour outage that affected 3 million users. Ubuntu Edge raised $12.8 million on Indiegogo for their phone, but missed on the $32 million goal. Instead of moving forward with what they had, the group decided to return the funds to the backers, and the Edge became the highest money-making crowdfund effort to date. And Yahoo jumped over Google in U.S. web traffic. This was actually the first time that they've done this since 2008. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.